Okay.
What up, Queen?
Let's fucking go.
I'm looking going.
So at school, I've been making a lot of tips. Not to brag, you know, I'm just messing money bags over here.
Mm-hmm. Pennyworth. What's his name? The Monopoly guy?
The Monopoly guy, yeah. Whatever his name
is. Pennybags, that's it.
Really? Is that his name? Wow, that's wild. But I've had a lot more cash on me, and it makes me uncomfortable. The paranoia of just having money in tangible form in public.
It's a lot different than having like a card, because like, yeah, someone robs you, yeah, they could be like, oh, what's your PIN? And you could like, yeah, whatever, gamble and say, I don't know, or give them the actual thing, whatever. But like, money is just money. They can't just, you know, turn you upside down and all.
They shake it out of my pockets. You know, they hold me by my ankles.
My sandwich money.
Oh, man, there goes my milk money. Yeah. But yeah, I don't like having a lot of cash on me. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I got a lot of cash on my room.
Don't look now.
But I've got a lot of cash on me.
Just talking to like a stranger. It's like, what? What are you talking about?
I'm going
to
get robbed. I know I will. I don't like the way
the people are looking at me in this establishment. As no one's looking at you.
I've got a lot of cash on me at the moment. And that is just how I felt ever since I've been acquiring cash.
Yeah.
I like feel like I have to spend it because it's like, well, I could go to an ATM. You know, that would be the responsible thing to do.
That's a hassle.
But I also like spending cash because it feels like I'm not actually spending money.
Oh, absolutely. As many millennials.
So many people have made
as
that.
As many a
yeah.
modern day person making money has said, first of all, money, more than ever, is not real.
Oh, 100%.
It's just made up numbers on a computer. But yeah, when I spend, let's say I got $20 cash.
Woo!
If I spend all 20, my bank account is not touched.
No,
nothing goes down
money.
Or up. That's essentially, that's a gift card.
Exactly.
No, that's just a gift.
That was the universe.
Santa gave you a little something, said, hey, don't spend it all in one place, which I continuously do.
I always will spend it at Target. That's just what happens. Oh, my God. Yeah. But I don't like having a lot of cash on me.
Yeah, it's a little
makes
strange.
Me nervous. But I feel like, I don't know if your parents are like this, but my mom always has cash on her. Maybe not like a lot, but she always like has like
my
20
dad
in her wallet.
Does.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like that's just a their generation thing.
Oh yeah, it's definitely like it. Nowadays it's like, I don't have fucking cash on me. Leave me alone.
Oh my god, the most annoying thing is change.
Oh my god,
I'm so against change. Although I did pay an exact change today, which I had not done in like a decade.
Old
so,
lady moment.
I know. I truly felt old.
I don't think
I was
I've
like,
ever
oof.
Done that in my life.
Really? Wow.
It's the one I barely have cash on me ever, and then it's just like, I'm not going to take the time to do this.
Well, I did, and let me just say, getting rid of that nickel and that penny was very nice, because now
freeing.
I have a lot less cash on me.
Don't look now.
What are we looking? Why are we trying to avoid looking?
Don't
Are we looking
look
at the
in my
wallet?
direction.
Oh,
speak to
okay.
Me back to back.
I see.
I think everyone in here knows that I've got a lot of cash on me. But
so
I think
stupid.
I'm playing it off perfectly.
Dude, you're being so obvious.
Just jump cut to this man yelling in the room.
Yep. It reminds me of Mr. Krabs. They're here under the floorboards.
Yeah, they're here for me first dollar.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. 3 weeks in a row we've been doing this. How Eddie is still standing, I have no fucking clue. But he has been an editing machine. Wow, very good. That was good.
That's right. Trademark. No one else can take it. If I yell trademark, that means it's mine.
That means it's valid.
Copyright claim.
TM.
Yeah, I don't know. You know,
Yep.
I think it keeps me going just because it's like one of the
It's a
it's something I
distraction.
actually enjoy doing.
Oh, okay.
You
I
know?
thought it might be becoming tedious and
No. It's fun. It's fun to be able to edit, put things together, put music in,
Also,
find
we're
fun
like
little
almost
clues.
80 episodes deep,
I
which
know.
is
Look at us, huh?
insane. We've been doing this since 2021.
Oh, Kobe. Who gave
That's
us some good
wild.
things? Yeah, you know, it's my outlet. It's my I would make a connection to the thing we're talking about today, but I have nothing.
No,
I've
you
got
don't.
no
Fantastic.
interests. That's not the word I was looking for. That's subconsciously.
Investment.
Hey.
Yeah, there we go. That's
But
why I'm in the
anyways.
English major here,
Yeah, you
okay?
know, listen, yeah,
Yeah.
one of us has a degree in English they speak. In English they
Oh.
speak. And this is why Eddie no have degree in the Spanish he doesn't speak.
No have paper that say
Hey.
good at
What is
words.
that? I think it's before you introduce this, because we're just popping along. I can't remember. I want to say it was Even Stevens. It was like some show back in the early 2000s, late 90s, where they were just like someone spoke Spanish to them. And the reply was just no speaking, which is just like ingrained in my head
So
because it's like not
aggressive.
even close.
No,
Didn't
no.
attempt it, just I'm gonna say no speak, but kind of strange. I think that's
Vaguely
enough.
foreign.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, so speaking of something that's foreign to you,
Yes.
I'm gonna do the introduction. So welcome back, everybody,
Oh, nice
to the
change of
Show Dependent
pace.
Podcast. The voice you're
Refreshing.
hearing today is Kayla. And with me, as always, my beloved and handsome co-host,
Oh
Eddie.
wow, beloved.
We've been together for almost 8.5 years now. So yeah, if I didn't love you, that would be a bit strange.
Wow. Yeah, I suppose. Well,
Or just my long-term bud.
long term.
That's
What is it? Barbie, long-term non-committal
boyfriend,
girlfriend,
girlfriend.
something like that.
Yeah,
Yay,
that's
what's going on,
funny.
everyone? It's Eddie here. Just wanted to let y'all know right off the bat, transparency is key. I tried to listen to this album. I got the four songs that are popular in, and then I saw that the rest are songs I've never heard, never thought existed. I was driving to work this morning. So 5 seconds into that first song, I was like, whoa, I cannot do this. I just, there's just, and nowadays, maybe
I'd
it's
watch
just
you
me.
play like a majority of the Resident Evil
Hey, I
franchise
listened to it.
and
I listened to it. I kept it going, but the only reason was because we were doing this episode. Had I been just listening, man, oh man, it would have been skipped.
Skip. Yeah. All
Real
right.
hard.
Well, we'll get into it, okay? So pump
Okay,
the
I'm just,
brakes.
I just, when you're guilty, you feel like you gotta confess. And I was like,
I mean, if you have a good conscience, then
they're gonna
yes.
know I'm not genuine. This man
Yeah, no.
ain't a real Clarkson head. What are her fans called?
I
Clarkophiles?
ew, I hate that. I don't
Clarkonites?
think that she has a fan base name.
Clarkazins? Like citizens? Did you get
Yeah, I fucking got it. I did.
Clark of Clark Phobes?
No, that would be you.
Yeah,
Oh, you
so
said folks or phobes?
I said Phobes.
Okay, that's you.
All right, well,
All right.
it's enough of my
Let's
dumb.
get started then. Today, we're going to be talking about the 2003, no, sorry, the 2005 album Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, five. What a year.
What a year. It's your
Turns
favorite
out
year.
you had a
You
great one as well.
I did.
I think we're finding out 2005.
2005 was the year to
What
be
was
alive.
the last good year before COVID?
I
Way
don't know.
back in 2000.
2016
That's
was pretty good.
what a lot of people say.
Yeah.
It's just Pokemon
2016 was
Go.
fun. That was a good moment in time. Anyway, we're getting off track.
Oh, yes. We're back in 2005. November 30th, to be exact, huh?
Yeah. So I wanted to bring
Second
that.
album? Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm just
Jesus
reading your
Christ.
script.
Can you not? Can
He
you let me
had a
speak?
first album.
It's my episode, God damn
All
it.
right, sorry.
It's fine. Yes, this was her second studio album. She won American Idol in 2002 and released her first album in spring of 2003. So she got right to work.
Okay, can I ask?
Yeah, go ahead.
What the hell were her bangers before this? I feel like the only
She
songs I
didn't really
know are
have
from these
any.
ones. All right.
No. I don't think she really had any. I don't remember any. I didn't own her first album,
Yeah.
which was called something vaguely Republican, it felt like. It was like trustworthy or something. I have no
Oh
idea.
God. Does we deserve this land?
Buddy, where's the research?
What's it called? Manifest Destiny?
Oh, thankful. That's where the Republican came in. I'm so
Thankful.
thankful.
Blessed.
But hashtag blessed. Yeah, so this is her second album.
Damn.
And yeah, so Kelly was the first winner of American Idol ever. So yeah, she's actually, can you name a single other American Idol contestant?
Contestant?
Yeah, like a contestant
I mean,
or a winner.
I can. A winner, I don't know. Reuben Studdard?
Ah, Ruben. He was
I
season two, right?
have no idea. I never
I want to
watched
say
any
he
of
was
it.
season two. I watched a lot of American
Oh,
Idol with
Kelly
my family.
Clarkson is 100%, you know, the first is always best, I guess. She's the first and honestly the only one to ever like actually become a star. Because funny enough, like since the first one, since Kelly won, I'm pretty sure the only other people who have had like success haven't even been the people that have won. Like
No,
people
it's
that
been
have
like the
like,
runners up or
yeah, people that
whatever.
have
Yeah.
competed on it have been like, oh, you didn't win.
David
But then,
Archuleta. Yeah.
was
Because he did.
Archuleta
Yeah. Chris Daughtry.
on there? I do it at home.
Adam. What's his name?
The name of Crash.
Beautiful.
What to say? Is that Archuleta's?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's my
Crush.
guy.
Yeah.
That's my
But
guy,
yeah.
Dave. That song fucking bangs.
Oh yeah. It
That
does.
man didn't win.
No, I don't think
And
so.
who
I think he
won?
was
Some
runner up.
nobody?
I don't remember. Ugh. Anyway,
Grateful.
so that's the context of which we're going into this, just so y'all know. So now
A country singer. Sorry.
we can go into our meet cute.
All right, let's do it.
It's a meet cute, baby. It's how we met this thing.
Oh shit. Here we go again.
Yeah, so hey, what's going on? Hey, oh. What's up, guys?
You've
As I
been here.
said already, hey, what's going on? Just got in.
Mentally, maybe.
No pictures, please. I am not
Wow.
camera ready. Just rolled out of bed to let y'all know. What I was saying earlier was not a lie. The context of the meet cute for this album for me is that I still haven't actually listened to this whole album. I got about seven songs in and then I had to go to work. And let me tell you, the first four songs I was like, I know this song. Damn, this song's popular. Yep, I know this one. Okay, I know this one. And then immediately I fell off an edge and was like, wow. You could have given me a million guesses. I would have never been able to think of these other songs. To be honest with you, again, transparency out there, and you know, maybe people are getting their tomatoes ready. They're planting the seeds in their garden for the tomato they will eventually throw to me at my face for saying this, but I've never been a fan. You know, a young Eddie 05. I was too busy with my guy Leon Scott Kennedy.
Valid.
We're out here cooking. You know, what do we call it? Aggressive Bongo Island. Just I was in a different mind space. I don't think Kelly Clarkson was ever for me. To this
No.
day, you know, we'll see.
Are you a white woman?
But 05 Eddie
No.
was not bumping with this. Obviously, I know the hits. There's four songs. Good for her. We'll get to it, but Putting those four right off the bat,
Yeah.
very confident move because at that point, I gotta believe a lot of people clicked done once those were over. But
Yeah.
yeah, the meet cute is that I know the four popular. I know the singles, they're big elite hits in pop culture, pop music. But I never really never really was for me, never really messed with it. You know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what comes of this, but I ain't got much.
Good. All right, that leaves more for me then. So, this album, I got this album and Jesse McCartney's album, Right Where You Want Me, and
Oh!
Fergie's album, The Duchess. Yeah, that's right. Her solo album.
Fergalicious?
Yeah, that's her first. Yeah, that's her first solo album. That includes
Hold
Fergalicious.
on,
Yes.
what's the McCartney song?
Right Where You Want Me is the name of the album.
No, but what's the banger?
Beautiful Soul.
Oh!
I don't want another pretty face. I don't want to sit here wondering.
Oh.
I don't want my love to go to waste.
Get there.
I want you and your beautiful soul.
Oh my God, that's
Bangers.
that heat.
And Jesse just released a new song with Young Gravy recently.
Dude.
Yeah, I listened to it. It was kind of gross. So, moving on.
Made me feel
Anyway, I
yucky.
got those albums
Yeah.
for Christmas along with my very own personal CD player,
Oh, the
which was Sky
walkies?
Blue, and I freaking loved that thing. Yeah, I was in sixth grade.
Oh.
This was the first time I'd ever really participated in pop culture by myself
There you
because,
go.
up to that point, I just listened to what my parents had listened to. And,
Hashtag
like,
Raised Mormon.
yeah. So, hey, I still got to listen to some good stuff. My dad just muted the radio when the bad words were said. So, it's, practically the same thing.
That is so much work.
You know that James Blunt song?
You're beautiful.
You're Beautiful?
Oh,
And I was fucking high. That part,
yeah. Yeah.
he would hit the mute button on the steering wheel in our minivan, so we wouldn't hear the bad word, and then he'd immediately unmute it.
Was
So
high and
exactly, that is
dark.
exactly what it sounded like.
I love
Yeah, but it was like this is like my birth into, oh yeah, I'm developing my own musical taste. Bad taste, but it was taste, right?
Hey, I mean,
So,
if you had McCartney in there,
I mean, Fergie had her moment in the sun,
she
I
did.
really enjoyed that album. Some bangers, some bangers.
That
But
lady pissed herself.
yeah, it was really cool that these were my CDs because I'd never had that before. And this
True.
was before, like, I think at this point, my dad had an iPod. Like he had like the big brick one,
Yeah,
maybe like
baby.
the thick thing, but none of the rest of us had anything. So these were like mine. And so I got to play them in the car and listen to them in my room while I looked at the ceiling. And I was just like, life's so hard, man. I'm in sixth grade. And it's
I've
just
seen some
like
things.
things are so unfair.
I was born in the
In
wrong
my
era.
suburban white home, where I really had no issues other than like I was kind of chubby, but other than that, I was
Okay.
fine. What? I was a little chubby in sixth grade.
All right.
I've got the pictures to prove it. But yeah, it was really influential in my childhood. And one song in particular is like infamous in my family. So
Infamous.
infamous. Or just famous, depending on who you ask. So I'm excited to talk about that a little bit later.
Okay. Love
Yeah,
it.
let's do
Love
it.
it. Love it. Always excited, huh? Have you noticed that?
About what?
About what you say on the
No, you think I listen to myself? No,
I
not at
want to
all.
say.
I am always excited.
Just to make us aware of our, because I am greatly aware of the things that I say all the
Well, you have
time.
to edit it, so I would hope you would be aware.
I just want to say I think you're batting 100 on saying I'm excited to talk about this.
Good, good. I'm happy I have multiple catchphrases. It makes me feel more like a puppet in my everyday life. So,
That's
yes,
great. Adorable.
fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, well, I mean, Shall we get to know the album a little more? For me, really, maybe get to know it for the first time.
Perfect. Let's go. Getting to know each other. Bam.
Boom. 2 plus 2 is 4, -1, that's 3, quick math.
All right. So much like you alluded to, there are a very small handful of bangers on this album, but they bang hard. So we're gonna focus on those and we're gonna leave the duds to the wayside, okay? Because
Sure,
a lot of them are just like meh, meh.
yeah, I
But
mean,
the
that's the
good
feeling
ones
I
are really
got.
great. So.
Yeah, there's the ones that everyone knows. Those are the ones that everyone knows just by virtue. Is it called by virtue of being alive?
Yeah,
And
that
just like.
if you are a young person aware of pop culture during this time, you know these songs
Yeah,
or have heard them.
you've been inside a Sears.
Wow, I love how
You've
that's the
heard.
only place in your mind that Kelly Clarkson has played.
Am I wrong? Inside of Macy's,
It does feel
a
pretty good too.
Mervin's back in the day.
Mervin's,
I'm gonna bring Mervin's up as much as we can
we
on
love
the
Mervin's. It
podcast
will
just
never
because
die
I love
in
that
our
album. But
hearts.
yeah, this is pure just like, maybe a Tarjay back in the day.
Early Tarjay, oh
But this
yeah.
is just like white woman shopping music.
Yes. Why do you think I
I
love it? Let's go.
guess.
Let's go. Okay, we're gonna start with Breakaway, the titular song.
Yeah, she starts off with it.
Yeah, which is, sometimes she like to bury the lead, not Kelly. She's like,
Apparently not. I don't know.
I'm up front with
Very
this.
brave. Very brave.
It is pretty brave of her. Yeah, because I feel like most people bury their title song a little bit
Like track
deeper into
eight.
the, yeah, like towards the end, not quite the middle.
Can I say real quick, and this is
Yeah.
just like a thing that I've realized, just because like it's been a really long time since I've listened to like an album, like the
You
full
don't
thing
do that,
listening. I
though.
really don't do that anymore at all.
Oh, I
And
still do that to this day.
the last like few times I did it was like, I want to say like Kendrick Lamar. I want to say like Frank Ocean, where they were like,
Hamilton.
well, sure, but that's a musical.
Yeah.
But, and I mean, musicals by virtue are the thing I'm about to say. But I want to say, oh, maybe Childish Gambino because the internet. Largely like concept albums where they have
Yes.
like an overarching story and
It's
like
called a
songs that
musical.
stick
Yes, yes,
together.
yes.
Yeah. So I was
I
like,
also think of
damn.
like My Chemical Romance, Black Parade, like that album, very strong
I
concept album,
sure.
but it's fine. Continue.
But I was just like, damn, these songs have nothing to do with each other. Like when I
No,
was listening to it this
it's
morning,
truly
I was
like
like,
a,
what the fuck is happening?
it's
Is someone
like,
throwing a
the,
mixtape?
it reminds me a lot of, those ransom notes with just clippings out of newspapers. That's kind of like what this album feels
Dude,
like. But
don't
the overarching theme is I hate all men and all they do is hurt me. So it's just like,
just get a
I mean,
crumpled
respect,
up.
Kelly, but also just like, yikes.
Crumpled up envelope shoved under the door.
I feel
You
like she
open
was
it up,
also young.
and it's just like, we know how much cash you have on you.
No,
Just a
not the
newspaper clipping. You're like,
cash.
oh my God.
Fantastic.
Yeah, good for
But
her.
she was young, and nothing sells quite like heartbreak, especially the young girls. So,
How young was she?
I don't know. I want to say maybe 20 at the
Dang, good for her.
21 at the oldest. She was pretty young, I think, when she competed.
Yeah.
If she's probably even younger than that, to be honest. But
Oh,
yeah, buddy,
buddy will look it up.
buddy, do your job, god damn
Meow.
it.
He's
We don't
busy
pay you
chasing
in
the
food for
string.
nothing. But anyway, Breakaway is a lovely song. The imagery in my mind is just I am in my car looking out the window. It is raining and I am the main fucking character. I'm bigger than this small town. I'm gonna get out there. I'm gonna spread my wings. It's gonna be great.
Show.
Did you get an answer from Buddy? Did he do his job?
First of all, I have to say, damn girl, she is looking like so MySpace on the cover of
Oh
this
yeah,
thing. With
100%.
the bangs swept across.
I love it.
She's got the
The nose
pose.
ring.
Yeah.
So cute.
Okay. She was born in 82. Let's do a quick number crunch. She's not that old.
No, she's only,
She's 8 years older than
yeah, she's almost, yeah.
I.
So
Okay.
she's like
Hold
45
on,
now.
hold on. We're gonna do it. American Idol 2002 minus 1982. She was 20 years old. You got it.
There we go, baby. Look at me.
Good for
That's
her.
my girl. Not really. I don't know. That's the weird thing. It's like I respect Kelly Clarkson a lot because I think she's talented, but it's also like this is the only album hers that I ever owned. So
Yeah.
this is just I'm like a diehard fan for this moment.
Hey, you can. Why
But
not?
there, you know what's wrong with that?
What's wrong?
Breakaway is great. It's just like it's a little country. It's veering towards country a little bit, but not to the
Okay.
point that it's undigestible for me. So that's good.
Yeah.
I really like Since You've Been Gone. And I
Sure.
saw in your notes that you spelt YOU incorrect. It is a capital U.
Okay, well,
Since you, it's the MySpace era, okay? We
what?
don't
You're
fully
right.
spell out words.
God, I was God, I fucking love MySpace.
I know, it's great.
I was reminded of it yesterday. I've been thinking about it today. It's just nothing smacked. Just like clicking on someone's profile, and you immediately get a song fucking bumping.
Did you code your page at all or no?
Oh, sometimes I had, they had like the generators where
Yeah.
you were able to like insert the things that it would like make it for you. I dabbled, did a
Because I
little
think we
bit.
have friends that actually like coded their
Oh yeah,
pages.
they got after it, I'm sure.
Good for them.
We'll talk about MySpace more in depth at some point, because
I
man,
need to learn more because
MySpace
like
is so sick. It's honestly the
between
pinnacle.
yeah
It's the pinnacle.
between me being young, being raised Mormon, and not really having unrestricted access to the internet,
Yeah.
like I didn't really get to participate in MySpace. I was
Oh yeah,
aware of
you missed
it.
out.
I
You
was very
missed.
aware
It's
of
a
it,
bummer.
but I
Because I
didn't get
feel
to
sorry for
participate.
you and all the youths that didn't get to participate. It will never be
Wow.
better than MySpace. MySpace
Wow.
was peak. It was the best. But Breakaway, I've
Yes.
been sort of diverting you here.
That's okay.
It's a popular song.
It's a boring little girl
I
song.
spend my wings and I
Then I
learn how
learn
to
how to
fly.
fly.
It's
I
catchy.
do what things till I touch the sky.
And
You know what it
that's
reminds
a
me
good
of?
chorus. I like, hold on, real quick, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just so I can give, you know what? I'll be nice.
Okay, yeah.
I like the part where she goes, I can da 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 da. It's just like, oh, it's a little fairy doing a
Yeah.
little song,
Fun fact,
running around the fields.
this song was in Princess Diaries. So if it
Oh,
sounds
perfect.
like it belongs in a Disney movie, it was in a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Very good. We got like gentle, sweet Kelly. Now we're getting into like more rock Kelly. Since You've Been Gone is so funny because Eddie misinterpreted this entire song because Eddie doesn't listen to fucking lyrics. So he was just going on vibes. And then he was
Oh.
like, oh, what?
I mean, it's a few songs. I believe we mentioned it's just egregious some of the things that I have misheard in songs. I'm
Because
gonna
you
say
don't
it again.
listen.
The song Cruel Summer, to show how stupid I am,
Smooth
how big
brain.
of a fucking dummy. Yeah, I
Yeah.
am. No lie, as a kid, up until 6 years ago.
That's a
I
sad thing to
legitimately
admit,
thought
but
in
yep.
the song Cruel Summer, where they say it's a cruel, cruel, cruel summer, obviously it's the name of the song.
Yes.
I thought that they were saying brew sona, which I have no fucking clue what that
It's like a
means. And
fursona,
my
but it's
whole life, I
beer.
was like, what are they talking about? I thought I was losing my mind, but I like never did research, even when I got access to the internet. So yeah, in this song, Since You've Been Gone, then that's a U, just a U, not YOU.
Correct.
I was incorrect about that also. I thought she said, since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time. And I'm not exactly sure what I was going for, but in my mind she was like, oh, Someone left her and like she can't breathe, she's missing him or something. Even though the lyrics directly after it immediately contradict what she just said in my mind. But then again, I wasn't in there. I
You were
wasn't
not
in.
paying
I was
attention.
not in
You
the
were
Kelly Clark
shopping
Hive.
at a fucking Kohl's.
Nah, I fucking hate Kohl's so
I know, I
much.
hate Kohl's too. Every time I go in there, I feel like I'm gonna vomit. I don't know what it is about Kohl's,
This
but
is
it has
Kohl's
that
music,
effect.
though.
It is Kohl's music, let's be honest. Every time I think of a Kohl's, I think of Fergalicious because
Oh.
Fergie had like a sweatsuit line that was at Kohl's. It was like similar to
Yeah, she
Juicy, I
did.
think.
Yeah, she
You know
did.
what I'm talking about? Yeah.
I'm sure. I don't know what you're talking about specifically, but I can see it in my head.
Yeah, you can. And it was velvet red tracksuits.
Since you've been gone, she's in her Avril Lavigne era.
See, I was giving Allie and AJ to me.
Were they before her?
It was simultaneous, I think.
Damn. Okay.
I think that Allie and AJ were coming up at a very similar time.
Was Avril
Buddy,
before?
research, buddy. We need context. This is the early thousands. I was a wee lass. But it's just bashing a dude. A lot of the songs on this album are just bashing a dude. I don't know. And I read vaguely the research that Buddy
Who
provided,
was
which
it? Uh-huh.
I looked it up. According to Buddy's notes, aka Wikipedia, a lot of this shit
Butterfield.
she wasn't actually feeling. She had like one boyfriend that was kind of
Oh,
like
she was
a
just
story worth telling.
cosplaying. She
Yeah,
was
exactly.
just like, what would someone who's been through something do?
Well, and it wasn't even necessarily her. It was mostly
For
like
real.
her writers, right? The people that wrote
Oh
the
shit,
songs. So
she's
she
not
just sings
legit.
it. I mean, she wrote some of them. Like, I think she helped write Breakaway. She wrote she has multiple song credits on the album, but there are songs on that album which she didn't really contribute to. She just sang. And so, you know, she's cosplaying a little bit. But
Sorry,
no, go
Buddy
ahead.
is doing research. Did you
Thank you, Buddy.
know that Avril Lavigne was married to motherfucking Chad Kroeger?
Yeah, I did know
From
that.
Nickelback? Really?
Yeah, I did know that.
What the fuck?
And then she died and was replaced with her body double in
Oh
2009.
my God. Should have been a podcast. We love spreading misinformation on the
Yep, we
internet.
love it. We love it.
And now she's married to some 41 guy.
Yeah, she keeps it in the bands,
Whoa.
man.
Good for her. By the
Musician.
way, Buddy did find the answer.
Yeah.
It's, Allie and AJ were definitely after
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson. She was obviously 02, 05, stuff like that. They were about 07s and all that.
Okay.
But yeah, Avril was around the same time.
Yeah.
02s, 03s, all that stuff. So,
Yeah, you could tell Kelly was like trying to find her sound because I
yeah.
feel like a lot of this music kind of weaves in and out of genres. Not smoothly. It's pretty jarring.
It's not a concept album.
No, definitely not. The concept is make money.
Yeah.
Which is okay. There's a line in this song that she like belts where
Yeah.
she's like echoing herself in the background, where she's like,
Oh,
it's very Avril. It's like she's
yeah.
yelling, she's pissed, and I'm like, I love it. I love it, Queen.
Yeah.
Get angry. I want to feel your rage.
I've
It's
got socks
fantastic.
on my hands.
It's very early thousands, and I love that for us. Okay.
Yeah, since you've been gone,
Yeah.
it's all right,
It's fine. Now, it is motherfucking story
fine.
time.
All right.
Are you ready to go on an adventure through the weird mystical land that is Kayla's family? And the people
Yeah.
that raised me and had an extremely heavily influence on who I developed to into a person today.
I mean, we are who our parents raised us to be, right? In a
In some
large
capacity,
part, in a
yes.
large part, and if we
As adults, we
aren't,
have more control.
then we
Yeah.
have to actively work against it
Exactly.
because of big T.
Trauma or testosterone, depending on who you
Oh,
ask.
I wait.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Behind these hazel eyes, My dad.
Da 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 da. Is that that song?
Really?
No, it's
No.
Breakaway. It might be.
No. Every
Go
song on this album is just Breakaway. That'd be
You guessed
wild.
it. Breakaway again.
Breakaway again. Continuing to break away. Also breaking
Break the
away.
most away.
Away to break. Behind these hazel eyes is a song that my dad, he just said, you know what this song screams to me is interpretive dance. So
Yikes.
the summer after, or maybe the following summer, my dad decided, you know what? I'm gonna come up with some choreo for this song. And he just did it as a joke in the car. Put your hand
My
down.
hand is raised because I
Why?
have a question. This is
Why?
just for no reason.
Yeah, my dad is just a silly, goofy
It's
guy.
just a silly little idea.
He's just a silly
I
little
just, you know,
guy.
I've been workshopping it just a little
Yeah,
bit.
my
We
dad
are
has
gonna
fun.
be the Jackson 5.
And we were the Jackson 3. It more, yeah,
White
no.
version.
The white, the
The Coles
suburban
3.
three, the Mormon three. That was
Oh.
us. Ugh. I'm getting queasy. Okay.
Yikes. You sure you want to admit this to
Yeah, I do, because it's
the
hilarious. And more people need to realize like why I am the
What
way I
happened?
am.
What happened
What happened
to
to the true story of Kayla? So my dad, unprompted, just made up choreography to this song. And he said, kids, and we did it willingly. Like me and my two younger brothers
Yeah, that
were in
sounds
the
fun.
car and we did it with each other, like along with the song. My dad taught us the choreo. And then it comes to our attention
Yeah.
that at our family reunion, we are going to have a talent show. And so, the whitest shit that could possibly happen.
You may as well.
Hey, the only saving grace is that we were in the woods, so other people were not around. So my dad said, you're gonna rehearse. So we rehearsed a handful of times. I was the lead, I was Kelly, and my brothers
Sure.
were my background dancers. I'm pretty sure on one of the, yes, there were multiple performances, by the way. I
Oh
think
my, a tour.
my dad was also dancing with us, or maybe he was just on the sidelines. I can't remember.
He was just,
But
come on,
five,
step
six,
into
seven,
it.
eight. Yeah. Yep, and that's where the trauma came in. No,
It's 5 plus 5.
hey, it was multiplication I had the issue with, okay? If you're gonna bring up
What's
my
seven
trauma.
times six?
Seven times
Outstanding.
seven is 49.
Oh my God. Well, I'm happy that the trauma was worth it. And you definitely know
Wait,
your
seven times
multiplication tables
six?
now.
Is
Yes.
that Oh.
Oh my God, it's 42.
My brain won't let me do math
All that
because
yelling, and
all
what did it do?
it made me cry. Every single time I'm asked a multiplication number, you have to understand I go back to war in my mind and I am in my parents' bedroom with my face on the mattress, just sobbing tears. And my dad's like, it's not that freaking hard, Kayla. Just focus.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we performed it twice at our family reunion. We did it once in the woods in private.
You
And
thought it was
then
private.
there was a
Get to the
God,
people
I
on the
hope it
side.
was.
What
The fuck?
the fuck are they doing? Are
And
you
then
seeing what they're doing?
a few days later, because this family reunion was what I assume was like a week long.
Yeah.
We went to the drive-in movie theater and we performed it in
Oh, the
public.
drive-in.
It
Oh,
was
God.
something. Yeah. Before the movie started, we were the opening act.
How did that feel for
And we
you?
had it was high pressure. I was very sweaty and nervous, but I think I killed it.
You
And
know, you came
everybody
out on
around us
top.
clapped. They were like, "Ooh, yeah!"
This is
So,
all a load of barnacles.
hey, kids nowadays are way more annoying, in my opinion.
Oh,
So
absolutely.
it's fine. But yeah, this song, maybe if we're lucky, I can coerce my brothers into maybe doing a reprise, a reunion tour. We could get it
Lord,
recorded and put it on the page.
I'm
I don't
sure they would
know.
be willing to do it.
My
That is,
brothers.
it is something I have seen. I've seen the warm-ups. I haven't seen the full performance.
Oh, you will one day. Maybe at our next get together.
Mayhaps it'll be the triumphant return of the Mormon Three. Man, I cannot express to you
How uncomfortable
how
that makes you?
just like how upset that would make me if my father came to me and was like, "Here's this Kelly Clarkson song that you're gonna dance to." I'll be like, "Absolutely not. That is not something I will ever do."
As Mormons, we are raised to perform. So it
I
really
mean, is
wasn't
it not
that.
all a performance?
Wow. Now you're getting a little too psychological for where I wanted to go with this episode. You're bringing up a lot of trauma for me, and I don't appreciate
All
that.
right, well, I mean, you brought it upon yourself. This is
I
your
didn't ask
episode.
for
You
the
handpicked
math
this.
trauma.
What
God.
is 8 times 9?
Hold on, I know this one because I can do it on my hands.
What? On your hands?
Yeah, it's 72. Wait, no, it's 64. It's 64. What? No, it's damn it, I knew the trick at one point. 72.
Good job.
There we go. That was my final answer. Seventy-two.
Fantastic work.
Thank you. I could do
Okay.
that on nines, I can do on my hands. So at least up to, I obviously know 10,
Sure.
but
Easy.
yeah.
Behind these hazel eyes, other than your choreography and performance and all that, what is the song about again? It's just some dude
A
wronged me.
man has scorned me.
Ah, yes.
Here I am. Once again.
She's keeping it hidden. She's
She's
shutting down.
crying with her
He's
eyes
pulling an
closed.
Eliza. She's Eliza Schuyler.
Eliza!
She's letting it burn. Nobody gets to know, though.
Hey,
Nobody
good
gets
for
to know.
her.
Queen.
Okay, well
Slay, Kelly.
that's 75% of the songs I know on this album.
Fantastic. So now we're just gonna get to two more and then we're gonna be good.
Because of you.
I never strayed too far from the sidewalk. I'm pretty sure she said this is a song she couldn't relate to. She's like, I haven't been hurt this badly, but
She
we'll
couldn't
go with it.
relate. Good for
Yeah.
her though, she sings it like she can.
She can. She's got the Vox, so why not?
Vox.
Men suck, even if they're not real men and they're just men I made up in my mind.
I
They
made up
suck.
a guy to be mad at.
Oh, that's what we all need sometimes.
We all need
A
just
scapegoat.
a make up a situation and get upset about it and
I
stew
love
about
hurting my
it.
own feelings.
A lot of
It's one of
people
my
do.
favorite things to do.
Lot of people do,
I'll just lay in bed
especially
and think of
hashtag
scenarios.
Republicans, hashtag conservatives, hashtag the right. They love making up a guy to be mad at.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
They create whole laws based off a made-up guy.
Yeah, but at least their made-up guy is like written in a book, so they can really kind of pretend. This is just in my mind. And Kelly's,
This is
apparently.
in my mind.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of silly talk. But because of you is like, oh, that's sad.
mean, yeah, that makes
trauma.
sense.
This song could be about my dad. Because of you,
Oh.
I never know my multiplication.
I never know what 7 times 6 is.
42?
Yeah.
Is that what you said it is? Okay.
Uh-huh.
See, kindness
See again,
can
man.
Get me pretty far.
You're doing it.
See?
So did you just like lock up doing the like
yes.
multiplication pages?
Yeah.
Were they like
oh.
2 minutes?
Oh my god, those minutes.
Two
those,
minutes.
What
go.
Were they called? Minute, not minute,
Math minute?
Minutes.
A
math
math minute?
minutes.
Was it just a minute?
Yeah.
You're just fucking flying.
Everybody around me was flying.
And then
I
the
only
one the
think
one
the farthest...
kid 5 seconds in slaps that shit over. Like whoosh.
Asshole.
Like
fucking asshole.
Like fucking Odin has descended from the heavens and crash landed on Earth. God, some people were
I
fast
think
as hell.
My personal best
I was alright. I was
for
alright.
One of those minute sheets.
Yeah.
Because there was like what? Six
one
six
minute.
Rows? Six
yeah,
rows?
Yeah.
I think the farthest I'd ever gotten was maybe 4.5. I
You
never
never made it to
completed a
back?
sheet. I don't think I ever did.
That's insane. Good for you.
My brain doesn't work like that.
Hey, and it doesn't have to.
Mm-mm. I can do like threes and fours
just
and fives. I'm good.
So you throw that six in there.
Seven? No.
Nines
Eight?
Are wonky.
Nines are okay because I can do it on
really,
my hands.
Really. Apparently.
Tens are fine. 11's easy because it's just the number that's multiplied twice.
I mean, yeah, sure. That's a gimme.
And then 12's? No.
Forget about it.
I know 144.
Oh my God. Oh, 144 is fun.
That's a fun little number thing we have there, isn't it?
12 times
this
12?
Is a math podcast
144?
Now, apparently.
Yeah, fuck it is.
That's delicious. I
yeah,
love the way those numbers look.
Cut me up a slice of that.
I know that 7 times 8 is 56, because 5, 6, 7, 8. That's how I see. Little
five,
tricks.
6, 7,
7
8.
And 8.
Ah, behind.
Choreo.
Ah,
choreo.
These days alive. Ah, tears.
And wipe, and wipe, and arrow, and shoot the arrow, and it's a whole thing. You'll see. You'll
oh,
see it one day.
Man, because
it's
of you. Yeah, this is 100% of the songs that I've heard. Now,
yeah.
I don't know if I should just... I'll just get it out of the way now.
Go ahead.
It's just kind of... I don't know.
It's generic white girl.
Yeah, it's just like any white girl could do this. Any white pop star. It could have been Avril. Could have been Kelly. It could have been Jewel.
Oh, I love
you know,
Jewel.
I don't know. It's just like, for me, back in the Dia, 05 Eddie, essentially going up until very recently,
mm-hmm.
It's just been like Kelly Clarkson is just, you know, every few years they cycle in a new white girl. Right now it's Taylor Swift. And it's just kind of like, I don't know, it just feels generic to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just feels like, here's the it girl that we chose. Not the one you deserve or want.
Like
you know?
An industry plant.
Yeah, sort of, you know what I mean? And that isn't to say, like, she's not talented.
Yeah.
You know? It's just never really been like, oh, yeah, this is for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
fair
yeah,
enough.
She's got some hits. Like, I'll give her Since You've Been Gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pop hit.
Oh, yeah.
Breakaway, I think, if I had to rank these four, I'd go... Number four, Behind These Hazel Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is Because of You. Number two, Since You Been Gone.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, Gotta Be Breakaway. Just
because
that Breakaway chorus is pretty fire.
It's very good.
You know, it feels like... you said this was in The Princess Diaries?
Yes.
It feels
it was,
like it feels like a
I'm
Disney
pretty
song.
Sure on the following season, or maybe the season afterward, of American Idol, they would play it. When people got like the golden ticket,
oh,
I
nice.
Think, which was really
da,
sweet.
Da, da,
like, we love a full circle.
Da, 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 da. It feels like a Disney.
Da, 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 da,
I could see it in like a Cinderella. You
yeah.
Know?
She's got a beautiful
da, da,
voice.
Da, 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 da.
Like, do I think she is a tremendous pop star? Like, no. But I do think
she
that
no,
she's.
She ain't no Aguilera's.
No.
She ain't no Britney.
But she can sing like them.
Oh,
she's just
she's
not
got pipes.
Like. She's not the whole package like they are, you
was
know?
Was she doing choreo?
I'm sure she did it in her concerts and stuff, but
But she
she's
wasn't
never really
serving.
been known as that. Like,
It
she
wasn't
is a
giving.
songbird. Like,
Sure.
she has a Kelly Clarkson show now. She has her own show. I don't know if you
Oh
knew
my
that.
God, I did know that.
Yeah, she has
I
her own talk show
forgot.
now. So,
Good
like,
for
I
her.
think every episode of her show, she'll maybe sing one or two covers of songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's like a nerve-wracking thing for a lot of artists because they're like, oh, fuck, Kelly's gonna sing my song and sing it better than me. Because
But she can sing.
he can really fucking sing, and she doesn't do any like auto-tune or,
Oh,
that
sure.
she's not like hyper-polished or
Oh, sure.
anything like that. So when she sings. And it actually has become a meme on the internet that if Kelly sings your song, that's her song now. Because
Damn.
she's the reason it's going viral.
What's one that she
Because
did? What's a prominent one?
she recently did a cover of Miley Cyrus's song. I think it's called When I Was Young, or Because I Was Young, something young. She did that. She did a Jelly Roll song recently on her show, and it sounded really
Oh, it's a
good.
country guy, right?
Yeah. And then
Yeah.
she's also recently covered. She did a Christina Aguilera song. She did.
Well, speaking of which, is it Miss Independent?
Yes, that is Kelly
Okay, that
Clarkson.
was Christina and Kelly, right?
No,
No?
I'm pretty sure it's
Was that
just
only
Kelly.
Kelly's?
Yeah.
I feel like that was Christina's.
No,
Anyway.
I'm pretty sure Miss Independent was on her Thankful album.
Blessed.
Slay.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to like, and it used to be stronger, you know, my like distaste for Kelly Clarkson, just because I feel like she's overrated, or at least I used to.
I feel like nobody
I'll
even
admit.
really talks about her.
Yeah, well, we all like to make up people in our head.
I guess.
I just feel like I was just like, whatever.
Pshaw.
Is she really out here hanging?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. She just, you know, she wasn't doing it like Britney.
No, because she was never a pop star, really.
I
I feel
guess.
like she's only ever really been a vocalist,
Okay. So
which I
yeah.
guess is like why she's kind of like
Sure.
Fallen to the wayside, and
Sure, sure.
why her
She
music releases
also,
have
you know,
been.
she felt very Christian to me.
Oh, really? Okay. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah,
And I'm like,
I could see that.
that shit out of my fingers.
I mean, I was raised Mormon, so
Yeah,
same
I
vein.
understand. But you know, I'll address this more at the DTR. My feelings are less strong now.
Yeah, fair
And
enough.
yeah. You have one more song you wanted to talk about.
I mean, it seems moot at this point, but
I
it's fine.
mean, you wrote it down.
Walk Away is a fucking a little a poppy rock number. Yeah,
This is fun to look at. Oh, wait. I think I know that song.
just walk away.
Huh.
Just walk away. Just walk
And that's Kelly
away.
Clarkson?
Yes.
See, she has songs that I'm like, these are just other people. And
No,
that's kind of
that's
what I was
Kelly.
getting at.
Well, that's the
Walk
hard
Away?
thing. Yes, that's the hard thing is because I feel like the labels that she was working under were just trying to
Yeah.
get her to do everything until something
Sure.
stuck.
Sure,
So she
sure.
never really developed like a true
Yeah.
identity, you
Yeah.
know? That's probably why, like, a lot of people, it myself included, don't really see her as a pop star because pop
Yeah.
stars like have very distinct
Oh,
attributes.
they got the whole package, you
Yeah,
know.
exactly. Like when you think of Britney, you think of like her singing, her giant microphone, her belly, like you think of all that.
Yeah.
That. When you think of Christina Aguilera, you think of like the blonde,
She
the
was out there being hot.
Yeah, I personally think of is it Burlesque that she's in? I think it's
Oh
Burlesque.
yeah.
Yeah, I loved her in
You
that
made me a
with
mama.
Cher. So good.
Lady Marmalade.
When you think of my least favorite pop star,
Oh.
Mariah Carey.
Oh my God. That's insane. Insane statements. We're just saying anything here on Show Dependent
I
now,
appreciate her music. I hate her as a person.
Damn.
Until she starts acting well towards others, I
Mariah, if
will
you're
have that.
listening to this,
Hey.
I don't agree with Kayla's statements.
She's never gonna hear this. It's fine.
Mariah, if you
Anyway, I'm just saying, I don't
Yeah.
think Kelly has ever really been a pop star. I think she's just kind of been a vocalist on the fringes of.
Damn, the fringes.
Yeah, I mean,
Hi.
there she had her moment in the sun, and now she's like, she's coming back into popularity, I think, which is
Yeah,
good.
she's hanging.
And I also feel very poorly for her because I feel
Oh.
like a lot of the reason that she, and a lot of women in general are not as successful as they may want to be in this industry is because she was severely bullied in the
Really?
media. Yes.
Oh, no, I think I. Yeah,
Because she gained weight.
that's always the case, isn't it?
Yeah. And so people were like awful to her. And her weight has fluctuated a lot over her life.
Most people
And that's
do.
nobody's fucking business.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, she had kids. She's gone through a lot of life things. And like, just fuck off. Like, let people live, let them be happy.
Ultimately,
And
who gives a shit?
nobody,
I mean, that's
should.
just
Yeah.
one
Isn't that, yeah.
tabloids and they're fucking
It's
predatory and all that, and
horrible.
they make their money off being pieces of shit.
Especially with women. And I know
Oh
men are
yeah.
also like subject to like body shaming and
Oh
things like that,
sure, but
obviously.
it's worse for
It's
women.
really, really hard. I feel like things are getting better now.
They are, more
We're getting
people,
some more body positivity.
the new generation is doing some good things. I
Yeah.
mean, a lot of bad things, but
Lots
some
of
good
bad things.
things.
Yeah. Bringing back the R word, apparently. Not
They're bringing
a good thing.
it back.
Why? Why
I
is that the thing
don't
that needs to come back?
know, because kids like to be edgy. Hey, we all were there at one point. We all
I
were
don't.
hashtag cringe at one point in our lives.
Yeah, that's true. All
Damn.
right.
Well, you know what? Make that 5 songs I know on the album then.
There you go, baby.
You
Woohoo.
know what, Kelly Breakaway? I mean, you said it, not me.
Yeah.
The other songs,
Wah, wah.
you
Yeah,
can
they were stinkers. Sorry, Kelly.
That's what I'm saying. Wild move to front load it with your heat.
Yeah. Big mistake in my opinion, but it's okay.
But they
Shall we
knew
get
what the
to
people
our
wanted.
DTR?
Yeah, let's do
Let's do it. You can kick us off.
it. Surprising no one, I suppose, but this album itself, all the songs put together, I feel no way towards it. I've got no relationship with this album. Have yet to even and will never listen to the whole thing at this point.
Fantastic. Love to hear it.
Hey, you said the rest of the songs ain't worth it, so
They're
why would
really
I go
not.
for it? But for the 5 songs that I know, I can be an adult. I can be real about it and say, pretty catchy. Couple songs, didn't even know that she sang. And songs like Miss Independent, I was like, that's a pretty good tune. Didn't know it was Kelly Clarkson. That Walk Away song, didn't know it was Kelly Clarkson. But as I was alluding to earlier, I think that a lot of it was just like the music just wasn't for me. I wasn't interested in it at the time. I'm much more open to it now that time has passed, and like she's very obviously, she's not the white girl of the moment, white girl of the year. She's doing other things. She's having a great time doing her own show. I do think she is a very strong vocalist. Listen to her sing, what was it? The Phantom of the Opera song with
We love that
Grobens,
song.
right? Was it Josh Groby?
Yes.
Yeah, what is it? Help me out here.
I'm gonna let you do it.
Oh my God.
This is what you get for making me do math.
Oh my God, I can't think of it. Think of Me? No, that's the song at the beginning. All I can think of is the Phantom. Oh, the Phantom. What's it called?
You literally just said
All I ask of you?
it.
Really? Yeah, well, I listened to her sing it with Josh Groban, and they did a fantastic job. And I was like, damn, she could really sing. So, yeah, I mean, Kelly, good for her. She's doing it. She's still doing it. She's a great singer. I hate that, we only touched on it a little bit, but I hate when people's like bodies and personal lives and stuff are used like against them and all that. It's like, just leave them alone. Who gives a fuck? A lot of it is people trying to make money, and a lot of it is men being like, oh, I don't want to fuck her now. It's like, buddy, you
Yeah,
never had a
there it
chance.
is.
Never had a chance to begin with. Stop making up people in your head and just get over it. So yeah, obviously I feel bad for her for that. But ultimately my own like distaste was just it's just, not really something that was for me when I was young. When you're young and stupid, you don't really give a lot of things a chance. I will say this though, obviously her being the first and only real big American Idol winner, just a testament to the fact that she did have talent. She does have talent. She was the only one who was able to leverage that win into something significant. So good for her. And, like I said, Breakaway, that's a good song. Since You've Been Gone, that's a good song. I listen to the chorus and I'm like, yeah, I get it. I understand. It's fun to sing along. I like Breakaway. It's a fun song to listen to. So, Kelly Clarkson, if she does release other things in the future, maybe some more Broadway covers or something, then maybe I'll be there. But yeah, as for this album, I don't really got strong feelings for it myself.
All right. Well, in retrospect, this album is only really good for about like 5 out of the 13 songs.
Yikes.
So, not a great percentage. Not that I'm good at math, but I feel like it could be better.
It could. That's less than 50%.
Yeah. But like Eddie was saying, I think that Kelly is an amazing talent, and I'm happy that she's still in the public eye. Like
She did it.
she didn't give up. Like she really didn't let the, what's that fucking lyric? Don't let the haters get you down. That fucking lyric. I don't know who sings that song.
For
Just cut
sure.
that part. It's fine.
No.
Anyway, she persevered, and it's pretty cool that she is like the only one from the American Idol quote unquote family that really has had staying power.
For
I mean, we
sure.
mentioned a few. Yeah, her range is insane. Like, she's just got, like, there are some people that are born with talent, and I feel like she is one of those people. She's just got that gift, and she chose to like let it flourish. And it's pretty cool. Like, we didn't mention it, but a few years ago, she had that really popular song Stronger, aka What Doesn't
Oh.
Kill You. That's Kelly.
Oh shit.
And she has one of your favorite Christmas songs,
What
Underneath the
doesn't kill you
Tree.
makes sense to. She does, I didn't even mention it.
Underneath the tree,
That song
you're
do
here
bang. We
where you
talked
should
about it,
be.
didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we did
Hey,
in our Christmas
she
episode.
fucking killed it. You
She
know what? You
slays.
brought another good reason. Doesn't have anything to do with this album, but
No.
damn, she killed that shit.
Yeah, it's just Kelly.
That song bangs.
It's so good.
Super, super hard.
It's super
Oh
good.
man.
Yeah, and she's just a great talent. I think that she, you know, and even if she, like, I know there are people out there that are her fans, and maybe that's not ever going to be me necessarily, but this album was very, like, iconic and important to me. So, regardless of whether or not I listen to her now, I am happy that she was able to make this album because it was super fun. And it does have a really good, like, nostalgia pop for me. So I
For
am
sure.
no longer show dependent on this album, but it was
Oh,
really
damn.
great to grow up with it. And I'm happy she made it. So, yeah.
Oh, good. Do you know she has an EP called Kelly Yoki?
That is amazing.
It's
That's
just it's her covering songs.
I fucking am gonna listen to all of them now. Fantastic.
Yeah, Buddy and I have been clicking through, as you were saying. She has a lot more albums than I thought.
Yeah, she has a lot, but I
And her
have
last
never
album
listened to
was
them.
released last year.
I listened
The
to like
10th.
two of those songs
Yeah. When were they
today.
fucking with it? Oh, today.
Oh, they were very pretty, but
Okay.
like I said, like I gotta, there's gotta be a narrative, and I still haven't found one yet, so
For sure.
that's okay.
All right, well, hey, that was that. And this is this. As we always say, big thanks for listening to this episode here. We hope you enjoyed what you heard, maybe had a laugh, had a little bit of a chuckle, a guffaw, if you will. If you did any of the above, why don't you give us a follow, download, spread the word, maybe drop a comment, a rating. Those things definitely help, I've heard. You can tell, I don't know, your scorned Kohl's shoppers, all the ones who are still waiting in line at Sears trying to get the new Kelly Clarkson album
There you
that they
go.
can
Perfect.
find the Show Dependent Podcast
Sears doesn't even exist anymore.
on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We should be there. You want to follow the podcast page itself? We're on Instagram, TikTok, at Show Dependent Pod, that is at SHO Dependent Pod. You want to give myself a follow? Hey, it's at Victor V Sweet. It's on Twitch. It's on TikTok. And gorgeous. Where can you be found?
You can find me studying my times tables.
There you are.
And you can also find me on TikTok at DJ Vivitch.
Next time on the Show Dependent Podcast.
Oh, I'm doing this? Wow, I'm just doing everything this episode.
I
Look at
mean, you
me.
know what? You got it. You
Look
took
at
over.
me. We're going to be talking about a 1996 movie that I watched what feels like hundreds of times. I know it probably wasn't that many, but I distinctly remember renting it from the library. But we're
The
going to be talking.
library.
Yeah. We're
Fantastic.
going to support your local library.
VHS?
Oh, yeah, VHS. Hell yeah.
Woo! Let's go.
We're going to be talking about the 1996 film Fly Away Home.
Oh,
In
yeah, I got.
honor of all the little baby animals being born this spring season.
Oh, adorable. I got vague memories. I remember. We'll get there, but I remember.
I'll spread my wings and I'll learn how to
Hey, it
fly.
works with Fly Away Home.
I'll do what it takes till I touch the sky and I'll make a wish, take a chance, make a change, and break away.
Nice. I am a goose and I'm following someone.
She's in an airplane, but this is real fun.